This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Are you a Marilyn Monroe fan?
Yeah, do you know, I love Marilyn Monroe, and I'm going to blame her for me being blind for a lot of years because... Do you know, my last few years of hairdressing, I couldn't see what the hell I was cutting. And people, I'd be looking, thinking, and I'd say to the apprentice, is that straight? And she'd walk by. Because I refused to wear glasses. And I was going blind. I couldn't read texts. I couldn't do anything.
You probably did some of the best haircuts you've ever done.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I just left that job and never went back. No forwarding address. But there was a line from a Marilyn Monroe movie called How to Marry a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic movie. Great. I love it. It's my favourite. And she says a line in there, boys don't make passes at girls that wear glasses. So for a long time, I refused to wear glasses.
Is that why you didn't wear glasses?
All because of a Marilyn Monroe line that I remember. When I used to say, well, aren't we together? Why are you trying to pick up? And I go, well, you know, bitch, you could be dead in 3 weeks. You know, I still might need to look at you.
I don't mind. I reckon glasses look quite sexy, actually.
I don't dislike them now, which is strange because everyone was saying to me, I love an accessory. I mean, it's just a whole nother accessory.
Yeah.
But this Marilyn Monroe line just sat there. Yeah.
Stuck in your brain. Well, if you do like Marilyn Monroe, in honour of her, the Lexington Hotel in New York City has named one of its luxurious suites the Norma Jean Suite.
Ooh.
Yep, the 600-square-foot suite uses Monroe's birth name, which is Norma Jean Mortensen, and Monroe is said to have lived in that suite with her husband at the time.
Which one? Because she had three.
New York Yankees legend Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, the unattractive chubby one.
The unattractive chubby one.
But he had a lot of money. No, I think he went broke.
I can't remember what happened to him. He wasn't always unattractive and chubby.
Wasn't he?
No.
Oh, okay.
While filming The 7 Year Itch.
Oh, I love that one too. I love Marilyn Monroe movies.
The stars were married for 274 days from January to October 1954. How's that?
That's a long time for Hollywood.
It's got a pink, grey, white and black colour scheme. There you go.
But this is, like, there's lots. You can actually go to West Hollywood and you can stay in now where Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Can you?
Yeah. It's going to cost you $3,500 a week, bud.
Would you do that, though?
Well,
would you?
I've got a thing for Jim Morrison.
Have you?
Yeah. When I was a hairdresser, I let The Apprentice once perm my hair, and I said to her I wanted hair, like curls like Jim Morrison. I didn't watch what she was doing because I was sitting there reading a magazine. She put two small rollers in instead of looking like Jim Morrison, ended up looking like Annie. I had this red tie curled. I just shaved the whole thing off and went, bitch, what have you done? You should have seen the look on her face, the fear. No, come on, I look like Annie. But so this, you can stay out there. You know, Captain Tennille's also got one in Malibu, and it's $490 a night.
$490 a night.
Yeah. So how much is it going to cost me to stay in Malibu?
$1,200 per night.
Per night?
Per night.
Look, there's no way. There's way more fun in a backpackers. All those
what?
Hot German backpackers, I'd rather spend $20
Me too.
And spend
Me too.
With all the Germans.
The other thing is too, like they've remodeled it, you know, they've painted it, they've put her pictures and memorabilia on the wall. So it's not how it was when she stayed there anyway.
So it's not like Marilyn Monroe's dirty sheets.
No, she was in No. So she was in that space, but the room probably looks nothing like what it did when she was there. So I don't know. I wouldn't pay $1,200 per night.
Well, that's really rude. I would.
Would you?
Yeah, and I'd go to bed. What does she say? I'd be naked in diamonds and Chanel.
Well, you can come down and see me at the Backpackers afterwards. Andy reckons we should ask, who's your favourite movie nana?
Oh, because we're giving away tickets
to Mamma Mia. And Cher plays Donna's mother.
And who was Donna?
The woman.
Yeah. I'm just checking to make sure because I know you've seen it. So Donna was Meryl Streep's character.
Meryl Streep, yeah. And Sophie was the girl.
Which girl? There's girls in it, of course.
I can't remember.
So Sophie was Meryl's daughter.
Yeah.
I just loved, played by
Amanda Seyfried. You didn't think I'd know that, did you?
Do you spend all day like watching those Triple X movies? Not Triple X, that sounds like it's porn. I mean, you know, like those Vin Diesel movies. Like, you're into male, like, butch things, are you? Fast and the Furious.
Not necessarily. I like all sorts of things. I just can't remember Mamma Mia, that's all.
At first, when Andy was talking about, like, nannas, I thought he was talking about, like, you know, that killer Kardashian horrible woman. What's her name? Kris Jenner. I was thinking about, why don't I think of any nice nannas? Who's the other? Goldie Hawn. She's a hot nana.
You know who was really good? Violet Crawley.
See, that's what you meant. So
Maggie
we're talking
Smith.
About Maggie Smith.
Yeah,
no, I
she was a
her.
Great nana. She was probably one of the best, I reckon.
You think she was the best nana? No. Julie Andrews playing Anne Hathaway's granny in The Princess's Diaries or something. I don't know.
Really?
That was really good. Listen, Julie Andrews can do anything. She slid down a pair of stairs on a bed. Yeah, and she wasn't even on her back.
Have you ever done that?
Well, on my back. Yeah, many a times. Yeah.
So we want to know who your favourite movie nana is or TV series nana is.
Yep. So far we've got Neil from Karen Downs who says, Grandma Yetta from The Nanny. I loved Grandma Yetta.
That's right.
She was fantastic. And we've got one here. What's his name? Aunt Jarvis from Brand. Good morning, boys. My favourite nana is June Whitfield from Ad Fab.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, she's fantastic. June. Oh,
I forgot about her.
There's lots of nanas. Who have got Little Con from Heidelberg. Oh, sorry about that, Con. Sally Field as Norma Walker in Brothers and Sisters. Well, you know, I can't agree on that because I have no idea. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, so I can't say whether it was good. I mean, Sally Field's great. I mean, anyone can wear a white dress and flap around the... Oh, that was the Flying Nun, wasn't it? Was that anything to do with that?
No, I don't think so.
Did you play Gidget? Oh, I love Sally. Hey, we got more. Where are we going? Katie Nana from Peter Pan. Oh, good on you. Oh, that's little Jason. Oh, there's a little. Lots of littles getting around today.
So keep them coming in.
Must be the weather.
0427 Joy 949.
Gets bigger as it gets warmer, isn't it? Yeah, play a song. I'm going to keep going. Just play another song.
Did you ever have a student debt?
A debt?
A debt. You know, one that pay off your HECS loan.
Do I owe people money? I owe lots of people money. That's why I moved states in a couple of weeks. Because we're going to change your name. Scrub off those fingernails. Now, what do you call those? Fingerprints. Yeah. Clean them off so they can't find me.
You'll be rubbing your fingernails off.
I like to do my nails. Yeah.
There's a new game show called Paid Off. That's going to pit millennial contestants against each other, sort of in a family feud type, you know, game.
Are we talking like gladiators? Do you know that three go in and one come out?
Well, one comes out with their student debt paid off.
Oh, so this has got to be American because they've always got big debts.
It is American.
Yeah.
It's called Paid Off. And it's meant to be a satire and apparently it's going to speak some hard truths about the financial crisis of student loans and student debt. There's a serious message behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't need to get a debt. Get a part-time job when you're at uni. I mean, there's plenty of jobs you can do from your dorm room. I mean, there's phone sex. There's lots of things.
I had a part-time job when I was at uni, but it wasn't enough to pay off some of those courses are pretty hefty fees. So, I'd go on a game show if I could have cleared it straight away.
To win. But couldn't you just go on like, where you pick the bag, you know, the woman that's holding bag 7 and, oh, my God, look, it's 10 grand in there. I mean, you can use the money what you want. Does it have to be for student loans? Yeah. I mean, I'd rather owe the government 100 grand and buy another pair of shoes. I mean, I don't care. Sure, I owe you money, but I look pretty.
But at least I look good at
Rach here sent through Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, look, she was pretty good, but technically was she a grandma? But, I mean, I'm happy to say yay.
Yeah.
Actually, technically, Mrs. Doubtfire was the dad. So it couldn't have been the grandmother.
No.
No, this ain't Tasmania, sweetheart. This stuff doesn't happen up here in the mainland, let me tell you. Yeah. And here we got Sandy Martin plays the sassy grandma in Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't know that one.
I just pretended I did. Thank you. Okay. I think it's a kids' movie.
Okay. Did you see those massive avocados about to be released on the market? Five times the size of a standard variety, so weighing up to 1.8 kilos.
Great. So they're going to charge me $100 at Safeway to buy an avocado now. Is that what they're saying? What, am I going to have to sell my third born child so I can afford an avocado? I mean, it's ridiculous. So they're going to make me pay $100 for something that's green and hard and I'll take it home and 3 hours later it'll be brown and smushy.
Well, that's the thing. Their average weight is 1.2 kilos, but up to 1.8 kilos. There's only one grower in the country that's doing them. Apparently they're all sold out already. But yeah. Why would you want a massive – like I struggle getting through one of the ordinary ones. You know, they go brown. Like I eat half.
I love avocado. I could eat it all day. But did you say there's only one man and they're like three, four times bigger? Look, we need an investigation.
Five times the size of a standard variety.
Who's these drug testing people at the Olympics? What do they call them? FADA or SADA or MADA? I don't know. There's somebody. There's people. We need drug testing. Performance enhancing drugs in avocados in Australia. We need to be tested. This is not Russia. This is not South Korea. We don't do that to our avocados. Yeah.
It's true. They're absolutely massive. But the
hipsters in Brunswick must be going crazy.
They're grown by one particular family who's just brought it to the country. Apparently originated in South Africa and was called a post office.
What, the big...
the avocado.
I thought if an avocado is that big, I'd call it like falling death. It'd be like the coconuts. If one falls out of a tree and hits you on the head, you're gone, baby.
You'd be gone this massive avocado. They sold out within 24 to 48 hours of landing, apparently.
What, do you sell, what, three of them?
I don't know how many you sold, but massive avocado. Are you a big avocado eater?
Yeah, I like avocado. I mean, when I can afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, it fluctuates in price.
There's a tree near me. And it's in my neighbour's place.
And do you steal it?
I didn't realise you could grow them in Melbourne. Well, I knew some people could, like there's one particular variety, but this tree is massive and it's covered in avocado.
And
but
do you steal it, your neighbour's avocado?
No, because it's in their backyard. It's out of reach. I need like one of those, you know, those cherry picker things.
Don't you have like a little stap ladder? I mean, that's how you get in and out of your car, isn't it? I thought you just carried that around with you. I suppose a little stap ladder. You'd need a big extension ladder to reach.
And big pole as well.
Well, we can send Giant Andy over for you tomorrow.
He's
can
he's lean pretty over tall. The fence he could probably do it. There's hundreds on it.
So we've got my TV grandmother is Lucy. Say that word for me. Blutz?
Bluth.
There we go, from the Arrested Development.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good. I actually do remember that show. Naomi Hazelhurst.
Nonnie Hazelhurst.
From a place called Home. Have you ever watched that show?
No.
No, me either. But I hear it's good.
But we know Nonnie. She's very good.
Well, I only remember her from play school. She was always trying to shove something in a box. Poor Jemima. I mean, she never knew what was happening. She would pull on Jemima left and right.
Was play school a thing with remember Mr. Squiggle?
No, that was Mr. Squiggle.
Oh, was that its own
that
separate
thing? That was his
thing?
Own thing.
He was cool.
Okay. I liked him. I thought you were more after the blackboard, weren't you? No, the grumpy one. Hang on, we've got messages here. I'm reading messages. I'm not here to insult you. Well, oh, the Golden Girls. Thank you, Kim.
You missed a message above that.
No, I think, oh, that's right. Good morning, boys. You're so funny in the morning. Oh, I think you met me, Tom. That's great. I don't know why we don't listen more. Well, why don't you listen, you dill? Come on, Peter. Olympia Dukakis is the grandmother of Cher's Moonstruck. I really liked her too. Yeah.
And Mrs. Madrigal from Tales of the City.
Oh, that was fantastic. That was really
good. She was
great.
She was really cool.
Jason has said Helen Mirren playing the Queen. She did do a good job. Here we go. Oh, someone just says, Warren, you like Mr. Scribble. Not, it's Mr. Squiggle, but we won't correct you on air because of his long pencil. And I thought, well, that's actually what I was going to say, but try to stay away from it. Oh, my God, look, we just got porn. I'm sorry. No. I've just opened it.
Close that.
Thank you. Very impressive. It's probably not best on a work computer. I didn't do that. Oh, Andy's wrote in and says, oh, the rapping grandma from The Wedding Singer who used to pay Adam Sandler off in meatballs. Do you remember he'd walk up and get meatball put in his hand after him? Yeah. That was a good one, Andy. And he goes, oh, Safi's mother, from Absolutely Fabulous. So we've got lots of messages.
Hey, Tom, you came around for dinner the other night. I cooked you.
Yeah, and I'm still sick. Thank you. Yeah.
What did you think? Tell me honestly.
Well, I've the best tapeworm I've ever had. I'm going to lose. I'm going to be losing kilos. Look at it. It's just whacking off me.
It's really long.
It was lovely. Sorry, I'm joking. I say to jest, you know that there. I didn't throw up until at least I got home.
I'm going to confess. I used vegan mints. mints.
I just coughed. I swear. What?
I did. I wanted to try it. I wanted to test it out.
It better not be no soy food, tofu.
I'm not vegan. I'm not vegan, but I wanted to try it out on you and see if you could tell the difference.
It wasn't very nice. I told you. I told you it was nice, but I went straight out and texted Andy and said it was the worst meal I've ever eaten.
I want to try it, though.
No, you do this. My husband tries this on to me, too.
Sneaks it in.
Do you know, for years, my son wouldn't eat fish. This is as a kid. Wouldn't eat fish. And this is before he could read. And I started going buying box fish crumbs, and I wouldn't buy it only because I thought I'll give him fish. And I'd hold up the box and I'd go, see, it says chicken. I wonder why the poor kid couldn't learn to read. And about 2 years later, he opens the box and goes, fish, you liar. For 3 years I've been feeding this.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.